Okay, let's try the let's try last night's phones with the pause button, and God knows what will happen, but we'll give it a shot.
Hey, Bart Cop, I was listening to those strange calls you had last night. Sounded like Ashcroft.
Bart, this is Brian Haggerty. I just emailed you about MP3 making equipment, but I can definitely convert MP3s for you or pretty much any other media, and I would be happy to do so. I hope to hear from you. I want to help out. Bye.
The MP3 question.
Hey, Bart, this is Space Dust. I just shot you an email about the MP3 making stuff, and good luck.
I read you every day, and I just want to say I don't know much about Oklahoma, and I was in Arkansas a lot, and I never fucked Bill Clinton. Damn it. Bye.
Bart, good to hear your voice. The thing that's always confused me is if the United States has the intelligence showing that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, why did we never share that with United Nations inspectors?
Okay, that's an easy one. The reason we're certain that he has weapons of mass destruction is because Poppy Bush sold them to him. And everybody knows it, and nobody will talk about it. I mean, now and then you'll hear Begala or Carville, somebody, Bill Maher. You might hear someone like that mentioned. People think, oh, what is he talking about? And they just go right on to the next thing. But, yeah, we got a guarantee that he has anthrax because we sold it to him under the guise of he was going to build medicine with it. Yeah, Iraq, the big medicine capital of the world. Just coincidentally, he was fighting with Iran at the time. And we gave him poison gas to screw the Iranians. And now we're saying, oh, look, he's used poison gas. Well, yeah, he got it from us. That's what we call stupid.
And now a message from the murderer chief for Bart Cop.
Hey, everyone. This is Darth Rumsfeld. And when I'm not planning global takeover or laughing at the chimpanzee in peace with a Chinese finger trap, I listen to Bart Cop Radio on www.bartcop.com.
That is all. Stay tuned for more Privacy Invading from Darth Rumsfeld.
That reminds me of the old days when we had the program called WalkTry, WALKTRY.exe, that would read stuff to you. And that's where that huge came from, because if you spell it HUEUEUEUEGE, the computer would say it was huge like that. It's important that you have your gain up there. We're going to hear a call in a minute here of someone saying they can't hear, and I understand that. But you got to remember, I'm Monkey Boy, and I got this mixer in front of me, and I turn all the knobs up, and it starts to feedback, and you can see on the screen that it's over bleeding, or hell, there's probably another radio term that goes there. But I've got it up as high as it'll go. I'm sure it's just one switch I've got thrown wrong, but I'm having an expert come in tomorrow. No, this is today. He's coming in Friday. So, the next one of these ought to be better. But in the meantime, if everybody could speak up, that would be cool.
Hi, Bart. This is Tony, a.k.a. Number 6, calling from South Bend, Indiana.
Number 6.
Sitting back enjoying a shot of El Tesoro de Don Felipe. Muy añejo.
Good stuff.
Just want to let you know, I think this is a really cool idea. And, man, I am so looking forward to Bart Cop Radio. My dream is that it becomes mainstream and competes with El Pig Boy. Be a beautiful thing. I still have to beg to differ with you on the knuckle drag capital of America. I think Indiana's got Oklahoma beat hands down, but that's just my opinion. As a quick example, our local quote-unquote news and talk radio station, who features pretty much nothing but Mike Gallagher, Rush Limbaugh, oh, God, Dr. Harpy, Laura Ingraham, just goes on and on. They actually equated news with Rush Limbaugh, and he apologized to the local Ditto Monkeys for interrupting Limbaugh's program to bring updates on the oil conflict in Iraq. I couldn't believe it when I heard it this morning. But, well, anyway, listen, love the website. Keep it going, guy. I mean, you're a beacon of sanity in this world, and we really appreciate it. And I know you're a Chinaco man, but personally I like El Tesoro, and here's a shot to you. Take care, buddy. Looking forward to the radio. Bye now.
One thing anytime you get 100% pure blue agave, yeah, you can hardly go wrong. I mean, I wouldn't think the Cuervo people could screw that up. As far as the knuckle drag being the capital, you do have a point there. I mean, we sent Inhofe to Washington. You guys sent Quail, but then again, last time we had a KKK rally here in Tulsa, we had to import Nazis from Indiana, which seems stupid. I mean, Christ, we grew them here. Why do we have to go 600 miles to Indiana to find some Nazis when all you got to do is knock on your next-door neighbor's door? All right, back to the phones.
Bart, this is Bruce Yergel.
Bruce!
For some reason, I'm not getting through to you. You must have installed some antivirus programming or put my name on your anti-spam list.
Yeah, that's what I did. I take my very, very best cartoonists, and you're not a cartoonist. You're a graphic artist. Hey, I put you on the ban list. No, dude, I don't know what's going on there. I noticed you haven't been sending stuff lately. I figured, hey, you got busy or whatever. But all I can say is send them to every address I got, and don't nobody else do that. This is just for Bruce Yergel. Yeah, because we got to get your stuff in. I've been going to WhiteHouse.org and some other places trying to find some more of the big major opening tunes. So, yeah, get your stuff coming.
I've been sending you stuff, but you're not responding. I'm going to try sending you something tomorrow morning. See if you get it.
Cool.
Good night.
Cool.
Hey, Bart, this is Ed from Columbia.
Ed.
Just wanted to let you know the I Know Who You Are definitely is a bit from King of the Hill. The guy might be a little strange, but I don't think he's going to, you don't need to call the sex cops on that because he knows who you are. It was a great bit if you ever watch King of the Hill. Keep the hammer growing.
Bart! It's Prodigal Son from Atlanta.
Prodigal Son!
See things progressing, sir. Can't wait for the radio. And just keep kicking monkey ass.
Well, that ass came through great.
Hey, Bart. This is Bob from Oklahoma. I just thought I'd try out the Bart phone.
Bob the Pillar. Work.
You had monkey mail a couple days ago where someone was complaining about the idea that some of these Marines are joining just for the college money. Well, the little girl that was rescued a couple of days ago, her kindergarten teacher was on it being interviewed, and she said that the reason that little girl went to the Marines was two things, get money for college and to travel some. Our military is using all kinds of ways to get us to join up. No particular judgment on any of those things. I just want to let you know. Thanks a lot, Mark. Take care.
That was Bob the Pillar. Yeah, as far as the recruiting things, hell, they use that in their ads. They say, join up, we'll put you through college. I mean, you'd have to be some kind of nut to think it's a slur on the armed forces to say that some people joined just to get educated. The guy was bitching about, there was a cartoon of a guy throwing a grenade in battle, and he said, what the fuck am I doing here? I just signed up for the college money. But, Christ, it's a fact. And if you monkeys can come out of your tree for a minute and stand on the ground like a man, I would explain it to you.
Hey, Bart, this is Mark H. from Rhode Island.
Mark.
Good luck with the radio. I just watched the movie Escape from New York, and why haven't we ever heard this before, but the opening scene has a hijacked Air Force One flying into a building right next to the Twin Towers. I think I saw a Rocky flying the plane, but keep hammering and let's impeach the idiot, buddy. Bye.
I must confess I have not seen. Well, if I saw Escape from New York, it would have been 20 years ago. When did it come out, 82, 84? It's one of them Kurt Russell films. I mean, I don't know, Kurt Russell, if his wife or daughter's not in the picture, I just don't have a reason to watch.
Well, it seems from reading your tome today that some people have attributed my phone calls to someone named Dale from something called King of the Hill. I just want to set the record straight. My name's Colonel Shackelford, and I'm the one that made the... What? Nancy, I'm on the phone! Hold on. Just wanted to set the record straight. Thanks, Bartok.
You notice what a good, strong voice he is. Yeah, that's a professional. Hey, be quiet, cat. That's a professional there. He knows you got to project like on Broadway.
I'll be calling back.
Oh, there he is.
Okay, listen. I saw the other day that you like the free stuff, and I see you're looking for MP3 software.
The MP3
and
thing again.
About anything else you can get your hands on. You want to check something called Overnet or eDonkey 2000, just do a Google search, okay? You can download whatever you want for free. You know, if you use it, buy it. Anyway,
You also want to check out a site called Share Reactor, www.sharereactor.com. They have a search engine called Jiggle, J-I-G-L-E, and that will help you search for the stuff that you want to download in eDonkey. It's nice if you have broadband connection. If you don't, you know, it just takes a little longer to download your stuff. But you'll be pleased and amazed with what you can find. So, hey, have a good day. This is Pure Evil. I haven't written you in a while.
Pure Evil.
Hope this helps you. If you do, give me a nod on the page. I've been checking you out every day.
I'm nodding right
later.
Now.
Bye.
Hey, Bart. Lynn here. Just wondering if within those 200 dials you might have a volume. The only thing I've noticed is volume's real low. I've turned up every speaker in my computer, and everything else just blares and blasts, but I can barely hear Bart phone. So just a little bit of feedback for you. Bye.
As my previous testimony will corroborate, we got a guy coming in Saturday, I think it is. No, hell, Friday. I don't know. He's coming in, and he knows what he's doing. He's going to turn the knobs and make them work. I do love the heavy sarcasm, though. That's good stuff. And as far as the MP3, I have greatly misspoken. I've got everything here that I need. I got me a little studio. I've got everything I need to make everything I need. The free stuff is what I'm wanting to get for the hundreds, hopefully, of people that are going to be sending stuff in. I don't think anybody wants to hear an hour or two of me, so I'm figuring, you know, I do a little something, and then we'd play a clip from Bob, and then a clip from Susie, and then a clip from Fred, and, you know, along with the regular kind of garbage songs and jingles and Leno and Letterman and whoever else, Meet the Whore, and, you know, whatever else comes up. But I'm counting on lots of contributors, not financially especially, but, yeah, we need that too. But people to contribute bits, and for the people that don't have a lot of money and want to contribute some bits, if you just go to Radio Shack or CompUSA, one of those places, I think you can get a microphone for $10. And from there, the shareware, eDonkey 2000. If it's called eDonkey, it's got to be good, right? But if you can get the shareware from eDonkey and a $10 microphone, hey, you're a movie you're a radio star. So, everybody go get that stuff and start making funny MP3s and send them to me, and by God, we'll have us a radio show.